our time on this earth is tomorrow's not promised to us. So we only have what is called the magic bank account. Okay. It says, imagine that you had won the following prize in a contest. Each morning, your bank would deposit $86,400 in your private account for your use. Huh? How? Wouldn't that be nice? $86,400 in your private account for your use. However, this prize has rules. Everything comes with rules.
Mm-hmm.
And the rules state that everything that you don't spend during each day would be taken away from you. Says you may not simply transfer money into some other account. You can't hide it on an offshore account.
Cayman Island.
You can't hide it in a Swiss bank account. You may only spend it. The only thing you can do with this bank account is spend this $86,400. Each morning you awake, the bank opens your account with another $86,400 for that day. Now, one of the rules is that the bank could end the game without warning at any time. All it had to do was say game over. It can close the account and you will not be able to receive a new one. Now, what would you personally do? Like most of us, you would buy any and everything that you ever wanted. Not only for yourself, but for all the people that you love and care about. Even people you didn't know. Because you couldn't possibly spend it all on yourself. Is that right? $86,400? Spend it on yourself. No, you don't help others out. Said you would try to spend every penny and use it all because you knew it would be replenished in the morning. So ain't no use of trying to hold on to a penny for tomorrow. Because you know, tomorrow you'll get another $86,400. Now, actually, this game that I'm talking about is real. I see some shocked looks on people's faces. Yes, it is real. Each of us is already the winner of this prize. We just can't seem to see it. And you know what that time, that prize is? It's time. Each morning we awake, we receive 86,400 seconds as a gift of life. Isn't that great? And when we go to sleep at night, any remaining time is not credited to us. What we haven't used up that day is lost forever. Yesterday is forever gone. Each morning the account is refilled, but the bank can dissolve your account at any time without warning.
Wow.
And you know what that is? That's right. Yes, game over. So the question is, what will you do with your 86,400 seconds? Those seconds are worth much more than the same amount of dollars. Think about it and remember to enjoy every second of your life because time races by so much quicker than you think. So, take care of yourself. And like the song says, be happy. Don't worry. Love deeply and enjoy life. So I wish each and every one of you a wonderful, beautiful, happy day. Start spending your second. Don't complain about growing old. Because some people don't get that privilege. Some people's game is over before they start. So, the magic bank account.
That is
pretty good.
That is.
86,400.
I never knew that. Now I do.
That's right.
I checked the math out. It's right.
86,400 seconds. Yep. So, like I said, don't complain about getting old. Just use it.
That's right.
Use your time wisely. Use your time so that you can be proud of. You know, if you had all this time and money, and you said you would be buying every and anything you could, you'd be buying people this, and people would remember, oh yeah, they gave me, they bought me a brand new car, they bought me a brand new house. What more could you do for people that remember that was a nice person? They spent some time with me when nobody cared about me. When everybody said that I was this and I was that. They took time to say, you're going to be all right. You are an all right person. Time is very valuable. And that I want to segue into just what I wanted to encourage you about. Today is our Sunday school lesson, the discipline of contentment. We didn't get a chance to do Sunday school lesson, but it was so rich to me that I just needed to talk about contentment. And well, let's just read our lesson text. Which is Philippians 4, 6 through 14. So if you have that, just give Philippians 4, 6 through 14. We'll read that. We have to be content and thankful for what we have. Peter, what is it called?
It's Paul.
Yeah, Paul, who was a great apostle of Jesus Christ, gave up a lot to be with Jesus. He was persecuted. He went through natural storms, he went through spiritual storms, he went through beatings, he went through a lot of things. But he made it on the strength of his faith. Okay, in Philippians 4 and 6 it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplications with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Jesus Christ. Verse 8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received, and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye are also careful, but ye lack opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, wherewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to be abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to be abound and to suffer need. I can do nothing, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Notwithstanding, ye have done well. Ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction. What Paul is talking about here is being content. Content is something that we don't have naturally. Content must come from God, not from the circumstances or the events in our lives. Now, most of us as humans, especially the American culture, is born on what we call consumerism, the continual pursuit of something new. In a rush to have something new or to be the coolest person on the block, that throws things out of whack. And what purpose does that serve? The only thing that we really need is oxygen. The breath of the Lord Jesus Christ breathing into us every day. In our contentment, we have to be humble. Humility comes with contentment. Like Paul said, I have learned to be up, and I've learned to be down. The key to a joyful life is learning to find contentment in the mountaintop or in the valley. Wherever life takes you, we have to learn how to be content. A proud person cannot be content. You have to be humble and thank the Lord for what you have. I want to end with a story here that I like in our Sunday school lesson. It is talking about a man on a yacht and a man on the bank fishing. The man was sitting on a pier fishing from the ocean. And another man in his yacht pulled up and asked, are you catching anything? The man on the dock pulled up a stringer and showed him several large fish. Yeah, I'm catching some. Wow, said the man on the yacht. You are good at what you do. Man on the bank said, thank you. Man on the yacht said, you should start selling your fish and buy a boat. Man on the dock said, why? Man on the yacht said, you can catch more fish. Man on the bank said, and then what would I do? The man on the yacht said, you could buy more boats. And you could have a whole fleet of fishing boats. The man on the dock said, why? The man on the yacht said, then would you would have all kinds of money like me. Then you could live the life you want. You could kick back and enjoy yourself.
Oh my God.
Man on the bank says, I'm doing that right now.
That's it. There we go. Okay, that's it.
And he tossed his line in the water and kept on fishing. So the moral of the story is that you don't have to always be in pursuit of the next biggest and the best
okay.
thing.
Yeah.
Be happy with what you got. The man on the bank was happy. The man on the yacht had a big old yacht, still wasn't catching no fish. The man on the bank had a nice string of fish. He was content. And the man said, well, you can buy a whole bunch of boats and you can enjoy life and kick back. He said, I'm doing that right now. I'm kicking back fishing. And I don't have to worry about the fuel. I don't have to worry about somebody trying to break and steal my boat. I don't have to worry about all that stuff. I'm kicking back. So, be content. And be happy with what you have. And most of all, don't get into such a tizzy about how things are going to work out. The Lord says, the lilies of the field get the water when they need it. The animals get covered with skin when they need it. The birds get food when they need it. When God created heaven and earth, and he put his crowning jewel, which is mankind, when he made mankind, how much more did he care for us than all those other creations? He loves us. He cares for us. When you have a problem, the Lord says, give it to me. Cast your cares on me, because I care for you. Ain't no use you carrying around a sack of doubt, a sack of worry, weighing you down. When the Lord says, give them to me. I'll take care of them, because I love you. Don't worry. Be happy. Be content with what you have. Amen.
Amen.
I love this little church. I love the people. Y'all keep on coming, not because of me, but because of the Word of God. Because the Word of God will take you farther than any amount of money.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Money's not worth what it used to be.
The Word of God will take you through anything that you come in contact with or come up against.
Amen.
I remember a saying that resonates with me that my mom used to always say. If the Lord can bring you to a situation, he could take you through a situation.
Hallelujah.
Have faith and believe that, and your life will be better. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Let's stand.
And God bless you too, Paul. Stop playing games here. I'm trying to be nice. Put it back here.
Father God.
Stand up and write.
I told you about this faith. I told you.
Stand up the wall. Thank you.
I don't know what your problem is, but I'll have no problem coming down out of this pulpit and giving you a taste of it. Father God, we thank you for this service today, Lord. We ask you to not let your word go out and come back void. Lord, we ask you to let it resonate in somebody's mind and in somebody's heart, that it may help them to go further in life and to be content on serving you. Mm-hmm. Father God, we ask you to remember our grandchildren, our children, our families, our loved ones that are not here, that are here. Lord, bless them, keep them, and bring them back at the appointed time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. God bless each and every one.